the natural gas industry sees hopeful signs in a new poll that finds more New Yorkers now support hydrofracking. A Quinnipiac University survey also finds upstate New Yorkers, some who live where the gas drilling process would occur, back fracking in greater numbers.
The Quinnipiac poll finds that by a narrow 4-point margin, New Yorkers surveyed believe that the economic benefits of natural gas drilling, including job creation, outweigh the potential harmful environmental effects. Quinnipiac's Mickey Carroll says opinion is still somewhat evenly divided.
Quinnipiac measures fracking, and we find that, as we found every time we asked it, people are split.
But for the first time in more than a year, a growing number of upstate voters, many of whom live in areas above the Marcellus Shale natural gas deposits, support hydrofracking by 48% to 41%. Jim Smith, with the Independent Oil and Gas Association, a lobby group for the gas industry, says recent events may be influencing New Yorkers to think more positively about fracking.
There certainly is a bump, and I'm not sure if that can be attributed to perhaps Mayor Bloomberg's recent support for natural gas development in the city, or not development in the city, but natural gas use in the city, or both platforms of the Republican and Democratic Party, demonstrating strong support for domestic energy production.
Both GOP nominee Mitt Romney and President Obama support the expansion of hydrofracking. Walter Hang, with Toxics Targeting, an anti-fracking group, has a different view of the poll result. He says when the margin of error in the poll is accounted for, New Yorkers are still pretty conflicted about fracking.
As the public gets increasingly educated about the problems associated with gas extraction, they very naturally, want to know, well, how are we going to do this safely? Who isn't, supporting getting jobs? But the question is, can we get the benefits without suffering irreparable harm? And I think that that is an open question.
The poll comes as the Cuomo administration appears to be once again delaying a decision on fracking. Initially, the governor had indicated it would be out by the end of the summer, but now is not setting a timetable. Carroll, with Quinnipiac, says politically it would be wise for the governor to wait until after the fall elections.
I'll make this prediction. Nothing's going to happen before the election. Why should they?
Hang, with Toxics Targeting, says if the Cuomo administration were to announce a decision to begin limited fracking before November 6th, it could hurt Democratic congressional candidates running in the southern tier. Democrats Dan Lamb and Nate Shinogawa are running highly competitive races against first-time GOP incumbents Richard Hanna and Tom Reed.
The governor is probably facing a lot of pressure not to make a final decision about whether or not to permit fracking, even in that limited southern tier area, until after Election Day, because he could reward the Republican incumbents and take away one of the most powerful issues that Democratic challengers are talking about.
Smith, with the Independent Oil and Gas Association, says his group would like the decision to come sooner after what he says has been a 4-year wait. But he says the gas drilling companies are prepared to work with the state's environmental agency whenever they are ready to issue permits.
We hold the governor to his word and the DEC commissioner to his word that this decision will be based on science and not politics.
Governor Cuomo has said repeatedly that the matter will be decided on the basis of science and facts and won't be announced until his environmental agency signals that it's ready. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.